The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And speaking of insurance, with December comes peak renewal season for health insurance members, with a million members due to renew this month. But at a time when people must recommit, prices may be on the up. We are joined now by health insurance expert at totalhealthcover.ie, Dermot Good. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the thing is trying to find the best product for you. And let's clarify a few things. Switching is fine.
Yes. So, Pat, here's the thing. Anybody who's thinking of switching their cover, so there's a number of myths out there. People, first of all, think they will have to reserve their waiting periods. No, you will not. People think you might have to pay age loadings. If you're not paying them already, no, you will not have to pay them. You know, if you're already due to have a hip replacement that's covered by your current plan and you find another plan that's cheaper that also covers that procedure, well, the new insurance company will basically pay that claim for you. So what I would say to anybody who's maybe thinking of switching, but they're worried about doing that and maybe loss of benefits, tell the new company that you're thinking of switching to, tell them everything that's important to you. So any existing conditions that you have, any hospitals you're attending, any treatment you get on an ongoing basis, don't do the Irish thing where you tell them nothing, tell them everything.
Okay.
And then they will be able to tell you that you're covered.
Now, suppose you switch and you still have outstanding claims on your old policy, will your old company pay them?
They will, of course. So they will pay you right up until the date of your previous policy lapsing, subject to those policy rules. So, for example, Pat, I could switch. I might have switched my cover on the 1st of December, and I might still have 3 months to claim my GP and physio back in my old policy. Not a problem whatsoever. Get those receipts in, and the previous insurer will pay right up to that date that you switched, and then the new insurer then takes over from that date. Like, Pat, you could even have a situation, which we've had, where somebody might be in hospital, and the hospital stay could transcend both policies. No problem. The claim will be paid by both insurers, let's just say, in proportion to the length of time that you're on the policy. So people just need to understand, and particularly older people who have underlying conditions, switching, if you approach it properly, is very, very straightforward. And the legislation protects Irish consumers who are switching their health insurance.
So no problem with switching. So how do I find the best policy? And are there little tricks about, you know, special concessions for younger people or children that I might take advantage of?
Yeah, so Pat, there's loads of little things. I mean, the main advice I would give to anybody now is you must shop around. And even if you just pick up the phone to your existing insurer and just get them to confirm that they haven't launched another plan in the last 12 months that gives you similar benefits at a lower premium. And just sit back and get them to check all of their plans, especially their corporate schemes. And if you're happy with what they say, great. If not, you simply repeat that exercise with the other two insurance companies. Now, Pat, anybody with young families listening, Laya are launching an offer on the 1st of January where you basically pay for the eldest child under 18 and the other children under 18 will be free. And the free cover, the best deal they will have is on a plan called Flex 125 Explore. So if anybody's renewing with Laya on the 1st of January, you really need to phone them up and get them to tell you exactly which plan you need to move the second, third and fourth child to get the free cover. Because if you're not on that plan already, you actually just won't get it and you won't even know about the offer. And the other thing too, Pat, anybody who's thinking of joining as a new member or maybe somebody needs to reduce their costs down to a specific level, phone up the insurance company and tell them what your budget is. So a lot of people think, you know, you wouldn't do this with other insurances because you're showing your hand. Not in health insurance. The prices are set. So if you have 950 to spend and you're thinking of joining, tell them that and tell them I want you to find the best deal for that 950 euro and let them do the heavy lifting for you. You know, it's the best thing is to engage with them over the phone. We always advise that and do it as early as possible.
Now, another thing you could do is take on a small excess. How much would that reduce your premium by?
So, for example, loads of tactics to reduce your costs. So anybody now who's on an old policy that doesn't have an excess, so the likes of the VHI old plan B, which is Health Plus Access, these plans cost in excess of 2,000 euro, anything from 2,000 to 3,000 euro. If you take on a small excess, you can actually get your premium down, depending on the plan, to around 1,500 euro, 14 to 1,500 euro. So the guideline for reasonable savings for people who are on dated plans is you can save 500 to 1,000 euro per adult. Now, anybody who's thinking, well, I don't want an excess for every night I'm in hospital, Pat, that's not the way it works. The excess is per claim. So, for example, if you go on to, let's just say, the 4D Health 4 with Irish Life, or the PMI 4D810 with VHI, or let's just say the Simplicity or Complete Simplicity scheme with Leia, these schemes, when they have an excess, the excess is per claim, and it's only in a private hospital. So if I'm in for one night or 3 weeks, I pay a once-off excess. For most people, the savings you will make, let's just say, will absolutely make taking on that excess worthwhile. That's one of the best cost-saving tactics that you can use.
Now, private cover versus going into the public system, do you need a private hospital? If your worry is about maybe your heart or something like that, you're going to end up in intensive care in a public hospital probably.
Yeah, so what I would say, Pat, the thing to bear in mind, a lot of people will ask, well, why do I need health insurance and what's the extra benefit? So one thing just to clarify, if somebody has an emergency, so somebody has an accident or a fall or let's just say a heart attack, they're going to be brought by ambulance to the nearest public hospital. And you can have the most expensive gold-plated health insurance. It's really not designed for that. That's not going to work for you because you're now in the hands of the public system. And to be fair, for emergency admissions and really serious conditions, once you get into the public system, it actually works very, very well. Now, you won't have choice of consultants, you won't have choice of accommodation, but you're going to get good treatment. Where the public system, like the reason why there's 800,000-900,000 people on waiting lists, it's for, you know, routine treatments, routine diagnostics and let's just say the non-life-threatening stuff where you could be put on a waiting list. And that's where the private health insurance comes in, because you can basically skip that waiting list, go to the consultant of your choice and so forth. So for anybody, Pat, who wants a reasonable standard of health insurance, they need to have a decent plan that covers public and private hospitals. The three best plans right now that do that: Benefit Access 300 from Irish Life, 860. Signify from Leia, 926. And the Enhanced Care 250 from VHI, which is 974. Those plans will cover you in all public and all private hospitals in the country. So they give you a reasonable standard of health cover.
Now, what about splitting your cover? Can you insure your kids separately? Because, you know, they're not going to be necessarily in a private ward anywhere, even when the new paediatric hospital opens eventually. All the rooms are the same, as far as I know. There'll be some private consulting rooms, much to many people's dismay. But in terms of, you know, being treated in a hospital bed, they'll all be exactly the same. So do you insure your kids differently?
Yes. And you know what, Pat, once again, here's what happens. When you phone the insurance company, they're going to recommend a plan for you, but they're going to try and get you to put all your family on the same plan. All right, because it moves them on to the next customer and so forth. Everybody has different requirements. So we absolutely recommend splitting your cover. And simply what that means is put everybody on the plan that's appropriate to their needs. So you can have everybody on the one policy, but all on different plans. So, for example, young children should be on a lower level of cover, maybe costing 150 to 200 euro, you know, but mom and dad might be on a higher plan. And if one of the parents wants a private room, they could also be on a higher level of cover. So you should actually consider each person's needs. Now, Pat, here's another thing that you can do. So anybody who has kids aged 18 to 20, with some of the insurance companies, you will pay the full adult rate, or you might pay 700 euro. VHI have a plan right now called Company Plan Plus, level 1.3, which is a fantastic corporate plan. That is 425 euro for an 18 to 20 year old. So anybody now who's got an 18 to 20 year old on the policy, check their premium. And if you're paying 685 or in some cases 2000 euro for that 18 year old, you need to get them onto one of those plans. VHI's rates for young adults are very, very competitive. So there's loads of different tricks like that, let's just say, where you can knock a huge chunk off your premium, but still have super cover in place.
Yeah. Now, the final question really is about people trying to save money, and some policies are going up in price from the new year, and people might be tempted to drop their cover. Now, you would always caution against that. But if you drop your cover, can you then, when times become better, opt back in without any penalty?
Okay, so a few things on that, Pat. Of course, nothing is ever straightforward now with health insurance. So yes, Irish Life are increasing their rates on the 1st of January by an average of 4.5%. I see Leia are increasing their rates on 12 plans by 1.5%, and we can expect the others to follow suit. If anybody is under pressure to reduce their costs, what they need to do is either do this themselves or engage somebody to do it for them, check out all the cost-saving tactics, first of all, to squeeze every bit of saving out of your premium. That's number one. The second thing, Pat, that they should do is, okay, check out the lower-level options. So consider reducing your cover, but try and, I suppose, maximize the savings and minimize the reductions in cover. If somebody does reduce their cover quite substantially, they need to be aware of the upgrade rule if they upgrade their cover in the future, which simply means that if I upgrade to a higher plan in the future and I have existing conditions, it'll take 2 years before that extra cover to kick back in again for those existing conditions. So people just need to be very careful. If you cancel your cover, Pat, you will be subject to the pre-existing, all the waiting periods again, and possible age loadings. The one final thing, Pat, I'd say in this, the insurance companies in the past where people, I suppose, maybe if I can use that category, vulnerable customers, if anybody is struggling to pay their premium and needs to cancel maybe temporarily, they should engage with the insurance companies, because sometimes they will give you a concession where if you rejoin within a certain period of time, you may not have to reserve waiting period. So once again, picking up the phone to the insurance company and engaging with them. So whether your renewal is coming up, Pat, or you're thinking of cancelling or joining, or let's just say upgrading your cover, you either get advice or get onto the insurance company, but don't assume everything is covered, and don't let the renewal pass, because then you'll miss it and you could find yourself locked into the same contract again for another 12 months.
Now, some of the calls coming in, and I won't linger on these because we're trying to give general advice to as many people as possible, but this one applies to a lot of people. Why, as a 48-year-old male, can I not remove maternity benefit from my policy?
Very good question. Do you know what, Pat, I'd say to everybody, ignore any benefits that are on your policy that don't apply to you. It's all part of minimum benefit legislation. And the reason for this, in 10 seconds, is that it's there to make sure every plan that the insurance companies launch give a certain minimum standard of cover, that they can't cherry pick which benefits they want to provide, that they have to cover psychiatric and things like that. I would say to anybody, you know, male, female, regardless of age, if you see something on the plan that really doesn't apply to you, just ignore it, because it's actually built into the overall costing. It makes no difference whatsoever.
A number of comments coming in or questions about a 55-year-old couple who lapsed 10 years ago want to get back on cover. Is there an age penalty for them because they were insured, presumably for a long time? Another one, healthy, single, 52, male, no dependents, no healthcare insurance, want to buy some. It'll be expensive, no doubt, but what's my best course of action? That's from Tom.
And you know, Pat, let me just try three really good plans right now that are probably the lowest cost corporate plans. So VHI have a really good scheme called PMI 5210, which is just under €1,200. Irish Life have the Health Guide 1, 1,217, and Leia have the Inspire scheme. They're all really good schemes that give you money back on your routine expenses. Now, for that 55-year-old who's considering rejoining, they need to get onto their previous insurers and get them to confirm by email or letter exactly how many years previous credit they had, because they will get credit for every year they had with the previous insurers. And then, so for example, Pat, their loading right now starting off might be 21 years by 2%. But if they had previous cover for 11 years, that brings the loading down to 10 years. So it's really important. Anybody who's considering rejoining, get full details on your previous membership, and all the insurance companies have those records, because otherwise whatever loading is applied to your policy, it stays with you for 10 years and you need to minimise that as much as possible.
Very good advice. Dermot, thank you very much for joining us once again. Health insurance expert at totalhealthcover.ie, Dermot Good. Thanks a million.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.